The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord. At the climax of the extended epic, The Lord of the Rings, Frodo is at the foot of Mount Doom, his final destination before destroying this evil ring of power. And so resistant is the power of the ring to that it weighs Frodo down. The chain cuts into his neck. He's filled with anguish and despair as he crawls, dragging himself up the slopes of Mount Doom. Just a matter of sheer willpower to get to those cracks to destroy the ring. His friend Sam Gamgee, his faithful companion, can do little more than stand by and watch him, being as supportive of him as he can. Until at one point, in a moment that was not even excluded from the movie, that evoked applause from the audience, and to which an avid reader of the series was very glad they included it, Sam finally says, Mr. Frodo, I can't carry it for you, but I can carry you. And he picks up Frodo and carries him the rest of the way. The novel states that surprisingly to Sam, Frodo was light, carrying him as if he were carrying a young hobbit piggyback back in the Shire. What comes to mind in that scene is Simon of Cyrene being pressed to carry the cross for Jesus. While the scriptures do not say so, our tradition tells the story that when Simon picked up the cross, he found it light. And here in today's gospel, Jesus says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." And yet what Jesus says in today's gospel is something that is extremely strict. There really is no wiggle room for what Jesus is telling us. When he says, no one knows the Son but the Father, and no one knows the Father but the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. What is the next line? Who are those the Son chooses to reveal the Father? He says, come to me, all you who labor and find life burdensome. This is the gospel reading that is read in the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. Certainly a group of people who are weary and find life burdensome. What are we saying in this particular passage? These are the ones to whom the Father is revealed by the Son. I think all of us, perhaps, at one time or another, have known people who suffer a great deal. Illness, sickness, cancer, dementia, other debilitating conditions, usually, more often than not, leading up to their death. Some say it is harder on the family than it is on the person suffering, because it is so difficult to see a loved one suffer. And yet, we are reminded, come to me, all you who labor and find life burdensome. It can be a very difficult encounter when you are in the presence of a loved one who has no knowledge you're even there. So far gone they are mentally, or in such pain that they must be drugged up to the point that they are in a perpetual state of sleep. Who knows at that moment what is being revealed to them by Jesus about his heavenly Father? It is perhaps something so wonderful, so beyond our comprehension, that they cannot pull themselves away from it, even to acknowledge loved ones who are present. And to us, it comes across as Alzheimer's, dementia, and so on. In our society today, the two big values are pleasure and comfort. In our second reading today, St. Paul says, "You are not of the flesh, you are of the Spirit." Perhaps more often than not, when we make that distinction and say we are of the flesh, we tend to think of more procreative eroticism. But part of being of the flesh is finding comfort. Certainly the death of Christ on the cross is an example of shedding everything that is worldly, even shedding comfort and dying such a terrible death of such great suffering. But because pleasure and comfort are among the two primary values in our society, we tend to look at suffering as something negative, something bad. Certainly isn't something we seek, but something that can reach a point where there are circles of individuals in our society who are pushing for the right, the privilege, or at least the freedom to end that suffering directly, artificially. The term is called euthanasia, but we sugarcoat it with such terms as death with dignity. And yet, if we are to take the words of Jesus, and we must if we are his followers, the ultimate dignity is to have the Father revealed to us. And Jesus says, anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him, so come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome. We have a sacrament attached to suffering because we don't see it as a curse. We see suffering as a calling. Not one we seek out, but one in which we recognize the presence of the suffering Christ who walks with us. And that gospel and the sacrament of anointing reminds us, these are the ones to whom Jesus chooses to reveal the Father. Who are we to call that bad? Who are we to call that negative? Who are we to call that less than dignified? It is, in fact, the ultimate dignity. And who are we to artificially cut it short? All in the name of death with dignity, when we have Christ giving us the exact opposite. These are the ones. And who knows what is being revealed to them at that time? And who are we to interrupt that and cut it short? Perhaps this is part of what Paul meant when he says, we are not of the flesh, we must be of the Spirit. It perhaps is a difficult pill to swallow because we don't seek suffering. But it is perhaps some words of comfort for any of us who have had loved ones who either are or have been in great and deep suffering before they die. This is the hope that Jesus gives us. This is his word that makes their burden light. This is the call to which God gave his only son in order to set us free. We have that example in Jesus. We have that blessing that the church gives us in the sacrament of anointing of the sick. So let us, as people of faith, despite the socio-political movements we see and the catchy cliches we may hear, not push to end a suffering we call undignified, but rather recognize the dignity that Christ puts in that suffering in virtue of his own suffering on the cross and in virtue of the call he shares in today's gospel when he says, "Those to whom the Son chooses to reveal the Father are those who are weary and find life burdensome." Let us instead pray for those who are sick. Pray for those who are suffering. We cannot carry it for them, but we can carry them by our prayers, by our care, because who knows what Christ is revealing to them at that time? Who knows what wonderful visions of the Father they are having while still alive in this world, in the midst of suffering that makes life burdensome for them? And let us pray that if we too are called to suffer as part of this life, we will cling to that hope that these are the ones to whom Jesus chooses to reveal his Father.